inter-office squabbling doesn't help.
We've got those stories and more in this hour of the Federal Drive. And now at 7:07. Most large agencies have signed up for a new tool to counter cyber attacks, the Homeland Security Department's Einstein 3 program. It's out of the testing phase and ready for implementation. Brendan Goody is the Director of Network Security Deployment in the National Protection and Programs Directorate. In this Homeland Security Department news brief sponsored by CenturyLink, he describes to Federal News Radio's Jason Miller how the Einstein 3 program is going to help protect federal networks.
Einstein 2, we've made a tremendous amount of progress. Of the 18 federal agencies that are designated to be trusted internet connection providers, we are deployed at 17 of those 18 today. Additionally, that leaves a pretty broad range of other departments and agencies that need to get the security benefits of the Einstein 2. Those go through the GSA MTIPS, Managed Trusted Internet Protocol Service vendors. So there's four Tier 1 ISPs through GSA that provide those services. We're deployed at all four of those locations today and actually are servicing 52 other agencies through that vehicle. So good progress has been made on that so far.
When it's saying deployed, what does that mean? Does it mean it's stopping, it's doing, it's preventing, it's detecting? What are the kind of the roles that Einstein 2 is playing?
Physically, there's an intrusion detection sensor at each of those locations. So at each of the department and agency locations, we worked with our CIO organizations to be able to co-locate with their other managed security service type of capabilities, and then at the ISP locations as well where they provide the MTIP service. In terms of deployed also, though, means it's up and operational signatures today that we get alerting off of to let us know that there's incidents occurring on traffic.
And all that data comes back to you guys or goes to US CERT? And then US CERT does the analysis on it. How does the process work?
We, in my organization, bring it into an infrastructure that presents it to US CERT so that they can do the analysis on top of it. You can imagine with the volume of traffic that goes on there, we've been putting more analytic tools around that data to give them better ability to correlate, visualize, so they can get to quicker analysis on an incident so they can share those products directly back to their department and agency customers afterwards.
Through the use of Einstein 2, because I've heard that a lot of money has been spent on it over the years, a lot of effort, a lot of resources from the people perspective. Is it making a difference? Can you point to instances where you could say, you know, 5 years ago this would have really affected us, but now it's not? I mean, you don't hear as much about, well, the love virus or the latest worm is really getting inside federal agencies as much as you did maybe in 2004, 2005 timeframe.
In terms of the investment, the IDS boxes themselves traditionally are not the cost to it. It was really establishing an infrastructure that allowed us to deploy a sensor to be able to get the data back, connecting the analyst to it, providing a secure environment for that to occur. The last thing we want to be is a vector for an attack itself when you're supposed to be safeguarding that information. So the infrastructure pieces was, you know, building that piece to it as well, and not just the IDS sensor. And that is really what enables us for the future generation of capabilities, whether it's our analytics, whether it's our information sharing, or in the future with the Einstein 3. So that started that foundation. In terms of the value, it comes back, and it's part of the value is the alerting. Two aspects to it, the near real-time alerting that something is going on so that you can advise an organization of an event that they need to go take further analysis and remediation action against. The second is providing the historical data, which was that Einstein 1 flow data piece to it. Can we look back and see if this has been occurring over time or not? So it allows for that historical analysis, which has always been traditionally a pretty well-used platform, not only from DHS's perspective, but also from our customer agencies. And then longer term, it's not only just the value of those IDS alerts. It's the summation of all the capabilities that DHS is doing. So the work that's coming now downstream with the work with continuous monitoring, the insights we're going to understand from the attack surface and the vulnerabilities that we have, plus the threats, that's where we're going to start seeing the more of the force multiplying in terms of having a knowledge of here's a vulnerability, here's a threat, here's the risk.
You mentioned the work Einstein 2. I've heard a lot recently about Einstein 3. The Secretary Napolitano has testified on the DHS budget about how sequestration potentially could hurt the deployment of Einstein 3. What is the status of Einstein 3? Are you guys past the pilot stage?
We are. So there was three key components that made it's going to make Einstein 3 work. One is the infrastructure piece. Can I connect the analysts to the sensors, to the data, in a secure means? The second is ensuring that we're able to only affect and work on .gov traffic, so that ability to segregate out .gov from .com, and then present it at a place where it's physically secure so that we can introduce the Einstein 3 services themselves. And both of those have made a tremendous amount of progress. The infrastructure is in place and operational. The traffic segregation aggregation capabilities, we're in the final parts of test phases with three of them. One of them is, fourth one is operational already, and fifth one we anticipate coming online later this year. In terms of the intrusion prevention services themselves, we have awarded a contract in end of March and are making available those services with the first departments and agencies today. And you're right, you know, over the past couple of years, we have done basically two pilots. One was focused on if government built the technology, deployed the technology, how would that work? Another one was really adopting, looking at a managed security services model. And based on the managed security services model, that's where we made the decision to move further with that concept versus the traditional government deployed technology standpoint. And that's where we have the first contract today. It's actually offering services. We anticipate other contracts coming online later this year.
And from a managed service perspective, that is the ISP is providing that service, or is it being provided by whom? Give me a sense of how that managed service works, because then I guess the question is, do agencies come to DHS to buy it, or do they go to the vendor?
In this case, for Einstein 3, DHS is the one procuring the services themselves, and we are working with the Tier 1 ISPs that are the networks vendors through GSA. So that is the group, the five ISPs, that are going to be doing the traffic segregation and the traffic aggregation, but also applying the security services on top of them.
Are agencies hankering for Einstein 3 yet?
It's been tremendously positive engagements with the departments and agencies. Mid-last year, we really started to roll out the architecture of where we were going with a lot of the technologies and solutions. We tried to reach out through the policy community, but also the CIO, CISO communities to start educating on them. So we're seeing a lot of positive feedback from that. We went out and from the initial 23 agencies that we were looking at to signed memorandums of agreement. We already have 15 in place and ready for turning on services as they come on. Now, the next set of activities that we have to do is actually the engineering to provision over those services, and we're actively engaged with several agencies today to do that.
And at the same time, you also have to get those other ISPs ready to go, because through the networks vendors, whether it's AT&T or Verizon or CenturyLink or whomever, that's where the services come from, so if that's what they'd have to wait for as well.
That is correct. The agencies will get benefit from the service as their ISP carrier is coming online with the service itself. And there is a process for, one, getting the concept of the service defined, getting the service on contract, getting the implementation and testing done, and then the onboarding. And in one case, we have passed all those steps and are doing the onboarding process, and the other steps, we have several of them preparing to come online. And as we talk about kind of the role of the ISPs, it really is still under the direction of DHS from that standpoint. From our standpoint, taking the direct direction of, you know, here are the types of indicators and blocking actions we want to see taken.
The benefits of Einstein 3 in the end will be what?
Einstein 3's value is it's no longer informing us that it's happening, but actually taking the action to stop it from continuing to happen. It is that ability to stop blocking malicious activity as it is going on. The other aspect to it that's of value is Einstein 3 allows us to introduce a broader set of indicators into doing not only the detection, but really the blocking, and that is the classified set of indicators. So where Einstein 2 is really focused on the unclassified indicators, E3 allows us to now foray into the classified side as well.
Is there a cost to agencies to implement Einstein 3, or is that a cost that DHS bears and it's just a matter of when is a good time for you to come to implement it?
Einstein 3 is borne by the cost by the Department of Homeland Security. We do fund that as part of our core mission set to provide protection across the .gov. Agencies do engage in the process. We do work with CIO shops at times to, in terms of the coordination piece, but there's no contracting or any work that they have to do with the carriers directly. All of that is handled centrally with DHS.
Brendan Good is the Director of Network Security Deployment in the National Protection and Programs Directorate at Homeland Security. You can find out more about the Einstein 3 program at federalnewsradio.com/Jason Miller.